It's Complicated, Tucker Springs, Book 7. Written by L.A. Witt. Performed by Nick J. Russo. Chapter 1. Brad.
I thought I was nervous on our first date.
Which I had been.
God, I'd been a wreck.
But tonight? Sitting outside the restaurant, drumming my thumbs on the steering wheel in between texting with my friend Nathan, nervous wreck didn't even begin to describe it. 4 years, a few breakups, and over a year of struggling to work things out, complete with multiple false starts, had led up to tonight.
Even if things don't go perfectly, my former roommate Nathan sagely said via yet another text,
so what? You guys have been trying too long to fix it for one night to screw it up.
He was probably right. If one night could blow this thing out of the water, we'd have been history a long, long time ago. Assuming, of course, this didn't turn out to be the straw that broke the camel's...
Don't think like that, I reminded myself again. I wrote back to Nathan.
Okay. He'll be here shortly. I'm heading in.
My thumb hovered over the button, as if the text committed me to getting out and going in, but then I bit the bullet and hit send. As soon as the message was gone, I stepped out of the car, straightened my jacket, and headed inside. I hadn't been here before. Neither had Jeff. We'd both agreed it would be fitting to start over in a new place, on unfamiliar ground, a fresh start in every way possible. And besides, it wasn't like we could go to the restaurant where we'd had our first date. Just last year, it had been demolished to make way for a hipster bistro with a vegan menu and poetry slams. So we'd agreed on the Whitewater Grill. Nathan said his boss had insisted it was good and that the prime rib was utterly spectacular. Guess we'd find out. The restaurant was dimly lit, almost completely dark except for flickering candles on every small, intimate table. It wasn't coat and tie formal, but it was upscale enough I was glad I'd opted for a jacket. A pretty brunette in a crisp white shirt smiled at me from behind the hostess's podium.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes. I have a 7 o'clock reservation for two.
When had my mouth gone dry?
Brad Sweeney?
She found the reservation and took me to a table on the far side of the restaurant by the windows, promising to send Jeff over as soon as he arrived. After she'd gone, I opened one of the leather-bound menus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?